Welcome to St. Paul's Co-Cathedral Tour. You are entering a church built by a British queen on a site that housed the Auberge d'Allemagne, the home of the German Knights of St. John, some 300 years before the church was constructed. At the time, the Auberge d'Allemagne was one of seven such auberges dotted around the city of Valletta. The tour you're about to take will guide you through St. Paul's Pro-Cathedral, which is also known as Adelaide's Church. You will then descend below the church to an area known as the Undercroft, which extends across the full length of the building. The Undercroft, which now houses the visitor centre, was originally also part of the Auberge's structure. Please refer to the route map located on the wall in front of you. This guided tour will proceed through a series of 12 stages. You will be able to follow the numbered signs as you walk around the church. But first, before we get started, some background to help you better understand the history of the building you are about to explore. The church was built between 1839 and 1844, and it was designed by architect William Scamp. It was financed by the widow of King William IV, Queen Adelaide, hence the name Adelaide's Church. It is one of three cathedrals belonging to the Church of England's Diocese of Gibraltar, which covers the whole of Europe, Morocco, Turkey, and Mongolia. It is called a pro-cathedral, a church that enjoys the status of a cathedral because the main cathedral is located in Gibraltar. A second pro-cathedral can be found in Brussels. The building is neoclassical in style and was modelled on St. Martin in the Field in London. It is built out of Maltese limestone, and at the spire at the northwest corner of the church, which rises to above 60 metres, is a much-loved Valletta landmark. The cathedral is over 33 metres long and 10 metres wide.